There are long-standing ties between Middle Eastern nations and many Houston-based oil services and construction companies. But in general, Arabs see a huge gap between their nations and the United States.
The recent Pew survey, which has really made a star figure, 43% of Americans' public opinions consider Muslims, all Muslims, to be fanatic or radical.
The forum brought together representatives of several Arab nations with U.S. business executives and Arab American leaders. They discussed ways of promoting better understanding. One active participant was Mumbai-born Kam Shah, project manager for the Middle East and North Africa section of the U.S. Department of Commerce Business Information Center. Shah spent many years working in the Persian Gulf region before coming to the United States several years ago. He says this forum can do a lot to promote business ties between the Arab world and the U.S.
Overall, ambassadors from many countries in the Gulf region are here at one location. The entire media is definitely out in forefront. It does improve and does give better feel about what is out there in terms of gaining on both sides.
Also on hand at the forum was U.S. State Department Undersecretary for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs, Karen Hughes. She told participants the Bush administration wants to promote better understanding as part of its effort to defeat terrorists.
I represent almost 7 million American Muslims who live and work and practice their faith freely here in our country. Together, we must undermine the extremists by providing platforms for debate, by empowering mainstream voices of tolerance and inclusion.
The Arab Americans who started this forum say they hope to take it to other U.S. cities in the years ahead. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.